This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Very good. Continue. Surah Yusuf, alayhi salam. Everybody, open your Mus'haf. Surah 12. We are in verse 6. Today, 6. Alhamdulillah, last week we gave a quite extensive introduction to ilm al-tafsir. And we said it's ashraful ulum. The best ilm you can ever study in your life is this, ilm al-tafsir. Because it deals, the subject matter of it is kitabullah, kalamullah, the book of Allah and the speech of Allah. الَّذِي لَا يَأْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ. No batil can come to the book of Allah. Alright, so alhamdulillah, we talked, last thing I said last week, if you remember, we made a comparison between the plotting of man and the plotting of women that is coming. In Surah Yusuf, there are two types of plot. Plot of men versus plot of women. The men are the brothers of Yusuf, alayhi salam, when they plotted to get rid of him. And they even thought of harming him physically by killing him. This is how man can think. But women, no. When they wanted to plot against Yusuf, alayhi salam, as we go, are we going to see, maybe, I don't think tonight. All they wanted is either zina with him or put him in jail. But they didn't think of killing him. Even when the woman of Al-Aziz threatened him, she said, either we put you, if you don't listen to me and do what I tell you, I either put you in jail or torture you. But she didn't say kill you. But the brothers of Yusuf, although he is their brother, it came to their mind. That's why it is wrong to generalize and say the plotting of women is the worst. Because we grew up all like that. Most of us men. Especially Patan, Pakistan. Takbir. Someone is wearing white. Women, yeah. No. Hey, look. Say, I heard that as I grew up. Women, no. Poor ladies. When they plot, is to empty your pocket maybe. But not kill you. Takbir. So, to some of you, if she empties pocket, as if she killed you, khalas. No, my brothers and sisters. Okay, good. Because that's the Quran. All right, we are in verse now 6. We move straight to tafsir just to save some time, and I will ask Brother Hasni. Dr. Hasni, yeah? Husni. Husni? Oh, okay. But there is Hasni, right? Yes, I have a student, female called Hasni. Takbir. Yeah. You don't know Malay names? You don't know? Hasni, Husni, Subhan, Takbir. Subhan is the best amongst you. Takbir. Ask me why. Because he came to Algeria. When you come to Algeria, you become the best. Masha, alhamdulillah, he's alive. He came back in one piece. And you should all sit with him and say, brother,
he was really good.
He's your marketing engineer.
Ah, takbir. Honestly, Allah blessed him with a very good trip.
I'm a better person.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Give him whatever he wants. Give him whatever. Thank you, brother. You made my night. Khalas. No, serious. You don't know. You guys keep going to. Bus has to. Red. Allahu Akbar. Okay. Huh? Brother Husni, Brother Husni, read verse 6, please. English.
Is the whole English?
English.
It's okay.
Thus will thy Lord choose thee and teach thee the interpretation of stories and events, and perfect his favor to thee and to the posterity of Jacob, even as he perfected thy fathers, Abraham and Isaac, for time, for God is full of knowledge and wisdom.
Very good. This is what the father says. Verse number 6 is continuation of what Yaqub alayhi salam was telling his son, Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf one day woke up in the morning and came to his father and said, "Dad, I've seen an incredible dream. I've seen 11 planets, not stars. Kawkab, please understand. Kawkab is not star, it's a planet. And the sun and the moon," meaning excluding the sun and the moon. "I saw them, Dad, doing sujood for me. Ra'aytuhum li sajidin." What is this dream? Allahu Akbar. The father immediately said, "La taqsus ru'yaka ala ikhwatik." Don't say this dream to your brothers. And I told you the hikmah behind this. And be careful, brothers and sisters. Not every dream you see, you go tell people about it. Meaning, don't be public about your dreams. Dreams are very private things. If you tell them, you tell them to good wishers, like fathers and mothers. Is this clear? Father and mother, they really like you, and no matter what you do, subhanAllah, they are always on your side. Or someone you know, he loves you or she loves you for Allah's sake. Many of you go and say, "I've seen this dream," and I say, no. Unless you want to give a lecture or listen. Moral of the story. Clear? So he didn't tell his brothers. But they came to know. Why? Perempuan nombor dua. She heard the discussion between father and son. Not her son, her sister's son. She went and told her other sons. So people are even jealous of your dreams. Be careful. Anyways, that already they didn't like him because his father liked him so much. And we learn another thing, sisters, brothers. You may like one of your children more than the others. Don't show that in front of other kids. Don't show that. For example, do not compare. Say, "Your brother is better than you. He's better than you. He listens to me. He doesn't give me a hard time." Don't do that. "My best daughter is so and so. She is better than her sister. And the others are listening." Shaitan. Shaitan now is feeding them with hatred. And they may harm their own sister or brother. And that's very obvious from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and his brothers. His father continued, and that is, "Thus will your Lord choose you. And he will teach you from the interpretation of the dreams." There are two tafsirs here. That this ayah, number 6, is a continuation of what Yaqub alayhi salam was saying to his son. Other ulama say, no, this ayah actually is to Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is, O Muhammad, this is how we're going to teach you also the interpretation of dreams. Because Rasulullah was very good in interpreting dreams. If Yusuf understands the dreams and interprets them, what do you think the Prophet? Please understand, Rasulullah is the best of Allah's creation. How? Every Prophet was so good at one thing. Rasulullah took that thing. Who is the most patient among all the Prophets? Ayyub. He took that from him. Who is the toughest on wrong things? He cannot tolerate wrong things. Musa alayhi salam. Rasulullah took that from him. Who was the most shy among all the prophets? Very shy. Yahya, John the Baptist alayhi salam. Rasulullah took that from him. Who was the bravest fighter? Dawood alayhi salam. Rasulullah took that from him. who was very wise and calm and very good in judgment. His son, Sulaiman. Rasulullah took that from Sulaiman. Every prophet was good at one thing, right? Rasulullah was given that characteristic. Even beauty. I told you the difference. The most beautiful man on earth is not Yusuf. Is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet we don't talk about his beauty. Here is why.
Some of you are new. You never saw this. This is beauty of Allah's creation. Half was given to a man. His name is Yusuf. Alayhi salam. He was so handsome. The others, one was given to Sarah, the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam. This were all mankind share. So where is Rasulullah? Actually all this. But women can go to Yusuf and try to seduce him, but they cannot even look at Rasulullah. Allah gave him Jamal and Jalal. Allah gave him beauty and that fear. So that you don't do to him what was done to Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah gave him charisma, fear. When you see him, you are takut to come near him. You love him, yet you fear him. Which is good. Otherwise, imagine everybody can come. They will pull his beard. They will kill him with love. Serious. Yeah, look at fans when they jump on their idol. Whoever is. Bring a group of teenagers and show them Justin Bieber. Mr. Justin is no more Justin. He's dust in. Takbir. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Datin, may Allah be with you. But look, they came together so that they share the blame. If in case I say something, takbir. Ma'alish. Okay. What is it? Thus will your Lord choose you. Alhamdulillah, either Yusuf to be chosen as prophet or Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and teach you the interpretation of dreams and other things. But most ulama of tafsir say this ayah is for Yusuf. Why? Because the next, look at it. And perfect his favors on you and on the offspring of Yaqub. We know Yusuf alayhi salam is from Yaqub. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not from Yaqub. It's from Ismail. As he perfected it on your fathers, Ibrahim and Ishaq. Verily your Lord is all-knowing, all-wise. So the father gave a beautiful advice. Son, don't say this dream to your brothers. Father knows. And every father is supposed to know his children. The problem today, we are being shocked because we never spend time with our kids. We don't even know what they are doing. The maid knows more about them. Father also supposed to spend time with his children. Quality time. Not many hours, but time where, you know, he takes them. The best time to know your children is journey. Take them on a journey. They show their true colors. You drive. Take them, Kuantan, spend the day with them, bring them. You don't have to be 24/7. It's almost impossible for a man. But from time to time, you take your son or your daughter and go somewhere and bond. Very good. Brother Shariman, Takbir. We are in verse 7.
Said to me, were there in Joseph and his brothers signs for those who ask?
Very good. Continue.
When they said, Joseph and his brother are more beloved to our father than we, while we are a clan. Indeed, our father is in clear error.
Very good. Pay attention. Now pay attention. What did the brothers of Yusuf say? Yusuf and his brother. Who is his brother? So they didn't consider him their brother. They didn't say our brother and our other brother. See what I mean? Pay attention to the mentality of Bani Israel, because this is Bani Israel. This is the beginning of Bani Israel.
Very important. Surah Yusuf is very important to understand the Jews. Yaqub alayhi salam, follow me, brothers, is who? Israel. He has two names, alayhi salam. He had Bani, 12. He had 12 sons, right? One of them is called Yehuda. That's why Jews, Yehuda. This is why they call Jews, because they are children of this. One of them is, I forgot their names. I have them, but I forgot. Yusuf and Benjamin in French. These two from one mother, who is the sister of the mother of the others. So 10 from one mother and 2 from one mother. Okay. They did not consider them their own brothers. The Jews don't consider them because they are from different mother.
Do you think they will consider you brother or sister? So they said, indeed Yusuf and his brother, because they have different mother. They didn't look at the father. The Jews, I always told you, they follow the mother. They don't follow. But it's easy to destroy Judaism in debate. Because Musa, alayhi salam, married an Arab woman, Safura. Not Safura Holding. Safura. Safura, she was Arab. Nomad, even. So he married the... So how can they say... So if you go by the mother, the wife of a great prophet of Allah, whom you say you claim to follow, was an Arab. So where is Judaism here? But we go. No problem. أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ أَبِينَا مِنَّا. They hasad them in love. Our father loves them more than us. He prefers them over us. And why? And he did. Why? Because their mother died. Ana yatim. And he loved her first. She was his real love. Remember the story? He was tricked? Okay, no problem. He was tricked to marry. He found in the morning that the one who was in bed with him was totally different. Brothers, be careful. Verify. Don't be blind and trustworthy. There is no trust here. Even when you send someone to look, especially the youth, you send, for example, Sheikh Zubair to ask the hand of the girl for you. Don't send me alone. Send 6-7 people with me. Maybe the girl is so beautiful, and then after 6-7 hours of negotiations, Sheikh, did they give her to you? Yes, alhamdulillah to me. Takbir. Yeah, this happened. I'm not joking, this happened. A man went to ask, she was so beautiful, he asked for himself. And one man, they gave him her sister, who was cuckoo. She was abnormal child. So you better. That's why Rasulullah SAW said, see first. Sunnah is to see. Don't say, no, I love my mother so much, I trust her. You trust your mother, but you should see the girl and eat with her. The sunnah in marriage, when you go to ask someone's hand, you eat with her. Why you eat with her? Eat and drink little food. Why eat? Subhanallah. And you can see her without hijab. Yes. Without this. The only this. No, I don't know, before your mind goes to somewhere else. Yes. Huh? You can see the hair. Umar ibn Khattab asked to see the hair. Maybe she's botak. What do you do with botak? Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Some of you are saying, man, I didn't do that. Let me redo it. La ilaha illallah. I told you, take tasbih and say, too late, too late, too late. Your tasbih is too late. Okay? Khalas, this youth maybe. Guys, sunnah. When you go ask, but you should talk to people who know. Prepare them. Say he would like to see her without. Especially the hair. Because what makes a woman beautiful is her hair. Nothing else. That's why you should cover, sisters. Careful. Fear Allah and cover your hair. Clear? This is very important. Why eat with her? You didn't answer me. Maybe he doesn't know how to eat. So from there she says, I don't want this man. Maybe he eats like a monster. He makes noise. Serious. And maybe he doesn't like it. So from day one, from there, I don't think this would be my wife. I don't think this man would be my husband. Subhanallah. Huh? I think he is guilty of that. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Okay, sisters and brothers, this is very important. It's sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to see his future wife. If he likes, alhamdulillah, he move on. If not, there they stop. She also has the right to see him. Maybe she doesn't like him. Today the problem is that we are dating. That's why most marriages are failing, or we see nothing. That's why people run away at the end, the heart at least. No, there is a middle path. So why I'm mentioning this is because a prophet was tricked. How about you and me? And that's very well known in all the books of tafsir. Because Bani Israel do that. Alright. وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةً. While we are a group, our father prefers two over us while we are a group. Shaitan. See arrogance? Now, bersambung. Kibir. Shaitan is getting them. What did he say? إِنَّ أَبَانَا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Be careful. Allahu Akbar. They passed judgment on their father. Our father is on a clear mischief. Dalal is wrong. He's dalal. Walad dalil. He is wrong. So they pass judgment over their father. Na'udhu billah. So brothers and sisters, you could be a prophet or very salih man and Allah tests you with kids. Not good. Not good. So Allah may test you even in the children, which is one of the most difficult tests, to have kids who are not really good. Uqtulu Yusuf. Alhamdulillah. Today, mashallah, he understood himself by himself. He put the glasses and the Quran is ready in his hand. Amin Umar. Takbir. He felt I was going, he did already like this. Takbir. MashaAllah. Sister, may Allah bless her, made sure Amin. He has Quran and his glasses with him. Amin. Otherwise, he would forget. I know, it was she. So, whatever you get good, she gets good with you. Go ahead. So, what's the solution? Look what came to their mind after passing judgment. Go ahead.
Amin.
Yeah. Number 9.
clear Joseph or cast him out to another land.
What came first?
Killing.
Casting or killing?
Killing.
Killing. Killing was first. Kill him or just cast him out. Exile him. Okay?
The continents.
What will happen? What will happen when you kill him or cast him out? يَخْلُ لَكُمْ وَجْهُ أَبِيكُمْ. Continue.
The continents and attention of your father will then be only for you, and you will be after that the righteous people, some travelers will pick him up, and you would be do something.
Very good. Who's speaking here? Verse 9. Shaitan. Shaitan is telling them, kill him or cast him out, then your father will be all yours. You think, never ever think to harm your brother. Because if you harm your brother just to get the attention of your father or mother, your father and mother will be so sad that they will not give you even attention. So you lose twice. At least you didn't get their attention, but you didn't kill your brother. But let's say you go get rid of your brother. Or sever the bond, silat al-rahim. Neither you made your parents happy, nor you got what you wanted. Na'udhu billah. Alright? So they thought by killing him or casting him out, alhamdulillah, their father, for example, will pay attention to them. Which he was, but just these two kids were small and orphans. The others, at least they have a mother. They have their mother. Mother still take care of them and this. But these two, mother gone. And they are little. So he is looking after them. But to them, shaitan, may Allah curse him, beautified their deeds. See what shaitan came and told them? Exactly what he did to Adam and Eve. Alayhimu salam. Remember the story of Adam and Eve? How did he make them eat from the tree? What did he tell them? Allah says, don't eat this tree. Don't come even near. Sisters, be careful, and brothers. When there is don't come near, don't come near. Two things you should never come near them. What are they? Women, meaning zina. Don't come near. You are weak in front of a woman. I'm telling you now. And you ladies, also you are weak in front of a man. Maybe this man speaks nice. Better than your husband who always yell. Takbir. Or, you know, this guy speaks nice. And you're weak. You want that. You are missing that hanan, that nice talk. And you too. She just say, abang, 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 bye-bye. Careful. Serious. Second thing, you should not come near at all. Money of orphans. Money of orphans. Don't come near. You know when you come near money of orphan? When you marry their mother. Or when you marry their father. A widow has children and a lot of money. And you marry that person, he or she. It depends who you are. And then you start mixing their money to study. That's one of the tricks. Or, na'udhu billah, you know, someone dies and leave Anna and you are waris and they are waris and you deprive them because you know the finance or you know people in the government or whatever. Or you are a bully. And all bullies die bullied. Remember this. Anyone who bullies will die bullied. He will not die normal death.
Okay, what about the mother of an orphan who uses the money of the orphan or that's entrusted to the orphan for her own use?
Yes, she is not.
Her own mother. The own mother.
Yeah, no, she is not. She is not. She is supposed to protect her money, yes. Whatever inheritance was left for her. But not the money of her children. Only what they need or what she needs to really make out of them. For example, their education, the gas she needs to take them to school, the journey to send them to your favorite destination, London, Heathrow, takbir, no problem. But no, she borrows, take money and later, no, cannot do that, cannot do that. These are serious things. You are weak in front of these two things. Huh, good. Part of that, a man being weak in front of a woman, to work with women. That's why, let's say I'm a doctor and I have a nurse. Be very careful. I'm a CEO and I have a beautiful secretary. Dangerous. Also driver. Wife with driver. Your wife goes with a different, with a driver. Dangerous. No, Sheikh, I trust. Yeah, Akhi, you trust Shaitan? I'm not saying don't trust your wife or the driver. The third guy you don't see. Who's sitting there? You know him? What's his name? Shaitan. Okay, answer me. How did Shaitan get Adam and Eve out of the garden? What did he tell them? Although Allah said, don't even come near the tree. He beautified for them the importance of the tree. He said, do you know why God said don't come and eat from come near that tree? Because that's the tree of immortality. If you eat from it, you never die, and therefore you can worship Allah forever. Oh, interesting. Seems interesting. Or you turn into angels. Oh, that's even better. That's how Shaitan will do to you. It's okay, brother. Just borrow money from an yatim. It's okay, maslaha. You pay back. You pay back. Da'wah to the woman. Her brother died yesterday. Why da'wah? Let your wife do da'wah to him. And she will do a better job of da'wah. To you first. Takbir. With high heel on her head. No, serious, brothers. This is dangerous. Then, musibah. Musibahs are happening. Okay, good. So, the first thing that came to their mind is killing. Allahu Akbar. So, you see the plotting of men? Plotting of men is to kill. The plotting of women is to put him in jail. And these are his brothers. So, Yusuf was very unlucky with his brothers. Unlike Musa. You are either Musa or Yusuf with your brothers. Don't say, just quiet. Just say, I think. If your brothers are good to you, you are like Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam had only one brother, Harun alayhi salam. But he was so loyal to him. You may have many brothers like Yusuf, and none is loyal to you, except the little one, because he doesn't also know. Please understand this. So, there is also counseling in this story. Let's say, Sheikh, my brothers, no matter what I did to them, they never appreciated, give me hard time. I tell you, brother, sister, look at Yusuf. Alayhi salam. Oh, then you calm down. That's why learning the stories of prophets is a must. Otherwise, you cannot be patient in this dunya at all. Very good. So, they thought by killing him or getting rid of him, the attention of their father will be towards them, which was not the case at all. One of them, alhamdulillah, Allah saved Yusuf by one of them. And in one tafsir, it's the oldest. The oldest was a little bit the abang, like a little bit soft. He said, let's not kill him, but get rid of him. Let's overrule, rule out what? Killing. Let's not kill our brother, but let's get rid of him. Next ayah, brother Haris.
Say a speaker among them, do not kill Joseph, but throw him into the bottom of the well. Some travelers will pick him up if you won't do something.
Very good. One of them said, let's not kill him, but throw him in al-jub. Now, what is the difference between jub and bi'r? Sisters, brothers, Brothers, let me give you an information that will shock you. In English, French has 130,000 words. That's all. That's all. Russian, 120.
Thousand.
Yes. Words. English, 600 words. 1,000 words.
600,000.
That's all. Arabic, 12 million and repeated words. Non-repeated. New. 12 million. So the future is for Arabic. Now you know why Quran was in Arabic? All right. Please, these are statistics, eh? Truth. The word well in English, how many words you know for well?
21.
Maybe well? Well? Yeah. I don't know how you twist your tongue. Well, in Arabic, there are more than one. The Quran used two. Jub and bi'r. Which word is used here? Job. Job. Not job. Job. With double B. And here, bi'r. In this context, job. Job means what? Most probably a dry well. A well that doesn't have so much water. Meaning, even when we throw him, he will not drown. Maybe the water will be to his
knee.
That is called job. See the difference? How rich Arabic is? Job is for a well that has only little water. Be'er, water is here. If we throw anyone, he will die. Jub and Be'er. See how rich the Arabic language is? So one of them suggested, okay, let's go to one of these wells, put him there, alquhu, throw him. And the sayara, the travelers, will find him and take him. They said, good idea. Let's get rid of him. Na'udhu billah. So, in politics, huh, brothers, except few who fear Allah, but in politics, expect to be erased. Once for all, which Johan asked me to comment, but I'm not going to comment, because honestly, well, it's sickening. But in a nutshell, what does Islam say about when you hear a rumor like this of slander? You deny it immediately, right away. Unless the person admits, the person who did it, it was done to him, admits, or four witnesses see that. Other than this, rule it out, even if it's true. Why? The health of society is more important. You know, if society gets sick, like Malaysia now, we thought only Anwar, khalas, that's it. Now again and again. Anybody then? Tomorrow you. Tomorrow any one of you here in class. No. And Quran clearly said that in Surah, An-Nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُهُ, the moment you hear it, ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. The believer should think good of themselves and say, هَذَا بُهْتَانٌ عَظِيمٌ. This is a big slander. And leave it. If it's true, Allah will expose. If it's not, خلاص, it will be. But no, my brothers and sisters, it's really sickening. It's getting ugly. And please, brothers and sisters, never accuse someone, because you will not die until that thing will be done to you. If you accuse someone of something he's innocent of, you will not go to the grave until that thing will be done to you. Not necessarily what, but to be accused with it. That's why. May Allah... I was shocked when I heard it again. Because I was, alhamdulillah, in Umrah. And, you know, I came. what's going on? They say, Sheikh, did you hear? I say, hear what? I thought Malaysia went to the moon.
Yeah.
But, no, I said, La ilaha illallah. A video. Someone even asked me, can we watch? I said, no, haram to watch. Haram to watch. La ilaha illallah. Okay. Definitely when we talk about the story of Lot alayhi salam, we give deep explanation and hukum, the sharia. What does sharia tells us? In case we catch people doing like that, what should we do to them? Not as individuals, but as government. Ah. Sisters, you should worry about your kids. What? Not that they do that, inshallah, may Allah protect them, but they live in a society where, imagine these things are... Oh, we should rule it out completely. But please watch who your children mix with, and that's why everything should start from day one. How you raise your children. How you raise the kids. Okay. Here is a prophet having problem with his children. But alhamdulillah, not in that sense, but to try to kill their own brother. Qalu, now they went to their father. Look how they plot now. Suddenly they become nice. Suddenly they become nice. Yalla, let's see some of the sisters. Sister Aida, go ahead. Verse number 11. Yes. No, 11.
They said, O Abu, O our father, why do you not trust us with Yusuf, when we are indeed his well-wishers?
Very good. That is a very impolite question. Look how they asked their father. They said, why don't you? That's how you speak to your father. Or you say, Dad, please let our brother come with us. That's more positive. Imagine you go to your father and say, why you don't trust me? Slap her or him so hard until, mashallah, the antenna inside their brain gets now the wahyu. Takbir. I mean, you allow your child to tell you why you don't trust me, or you speaking, and he leaves. You're still talking to your son or daughter, and they leave you. Or tell you, talk to the hand, or I don't know what. Yeah. They are learning all these things. Father is speaking, the son is leaving. Or the daughter. No. No. Or give you the shoulder. Don't allow that. Adab. Manners.
In this verse, there's a diamond shape.
The qira'ah, yes, I'm coming to it. Very good. About the qira'ah, I'm coming. But please understand how the children speak to their father. Ya Abana, okay, our father, why don't you trust us? That is very bad. Actually, you should never talk to your father with question of negation. Or mother, why don't? Instead of saying, Father, please let our brother come with us. That will be more polite. No, why don't you trust us? So that shows he was very weak as a father, meaning old. That's why they took advantage of that. That's why it's very good to have children in young age. Because you can really run after them and kick them. But when you are very old, takbir. Sister Azlina is laughing. Takbir. Imagine at the age of 25, you are a father, mashallah. Actually, you are quite late. You're supposed to be father by 22, 23. By the age of 50, you still, there is gas. You can run after your grandkids. Grandpa is coming. Yeah, grandpa still, mashallah. You want to marry at 45? Takbir. Siddiq is thinking. Okay, so there is a rule there about tajweed. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا مَا لَكَ لَا تَأْمَنَّا. Look, there is like a diamond on the noon. How to read it? Actually, it is مَا لَكَ لَا تَأْمَنَّا. Double noon. Three noons. But one was removed and two were combined as sabdu. مَا لَكَ Look, لَا تَأْمَنَّا. Like this, nan na. So sabdu here. Here no need. So that's why we do this sign to say as if you pronounce it, but just touch it. Malaka la ta'man double noon. But what? La ta'manna ala Yusuf. Why don't you trust us on Yusuf? Why you never let us take Yusuf with us? وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَنَاصِحُونَ. And we will verily take good care of him and give him advice. We will teach him as brothers how to ride horses and this and that and look after him. What did the father say? No. It makes him sad. Look. It makes him sad if he goes behind him. If he doesn't see him, just go behind him. I know Yusuf is behind me. The father becomes sad. How about letting him go? It means he loved him so much. Coolness of his eye. Coolness of his eye. Very good. So, continue, sister Asila. Masila? Sorry, Masila, right? As long as I didn't say chicken masala, I'm okay. Sister Masila. Go ahead, Sister Masila.
Send him with us tomorrow to himself and we shall take every care.
Send him with us tomorrow. They want tomorrow. Immediately. Send him with us tomorrow. Not in the near future. Whenever father you want to. No, they are in hurry. So be careful when suddenly your children start being nice. By the way, when your children be nice, just ask them how much money you need. Takbir. The moment there is a sudden change, Dad, you're the best. I love you. Wow, you look so handsome today. What special? From which youth fountain you are drinking? Just know, prepare your checkbook, my friend. Takbir. Same thing, sisters. If suddenly your husband turns romantic, either he has done a big problem outside and he wants to erase, or he's going to ask you something big that usually he knows you don't agree. So he's preparing you. You are not married yet, three of you. That's why you're sitting together. Wait, what is waiting for you? Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. Good and drama. Good and a lot of drama. So prepare. 13. Salahuddin Al-Ayyubi Al-Misri, Egyptian. What did he mention? Which animal? Ooh. Very good. Pay attention here. Why he said the wolf? Allah put the word wolf on his tongue. And please, every animal Allah mentioned in the Quran, just go and study it. There is hikmah about it. Do you know the wolf is the only animal that takes care of its parents until they die? Any animal migrates his parents, except the wolf. He stays with his mother and father and feed them. He hunts for them when they cannot hunt, until they die. Wolf is very loyal, and loyal to the group. Although he's a ferocious animal, but he has certain akhlaq. So sometimes I tell some Muslims, just be a wolf. And it is Wolverine. Takbir. And the way they hunt, subhanAllah, is the leadership. Remember when I talked about leadership of Badr?
Yeah.
How Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put the Sahaba and who should be first, who should be in the middle. That's the wolf pack when they go hunt. Who should attack first, where the weak ones should be. Who should be the last, the biggest, the strongest, to protect them in case there is danger from. Amazing. Amazing. So he, somehow Allah made him, because he's a prophet, he made him say this. It was what you call wahyu. I am so sad to let him go. Moreover, I'm afraid the wolf will attack him. He knew that they will say the wolf. So he gave them an idea. My children, don't kill him. He knows. As a prophet, he knows that this qada and qadar is coming. No one can stop it. But he's giving them what we call hint that my children, somehow you can blame it on the wolf, but don't kill your brother. It's an intuition from Allah Azza wa Jal. It's like, I know you are in trouble, I'm going to help you. You are going to do it anyways. But I cannot stop it. Allah has told him, because he's a prophet, your son is going to be tested and you are going to be tested by your own children. And they're going to cause so much pain. Some children, na'udhu billah, all they know to do is to bring pain to their father's and mother's heart. That's all. Selfish. Okay. So he said, I am worried that the wolf may eat him while you are busy playing, careless. So I'm not going to give. Do they stop? They insist. Sister, the wife of brother Amin. Sorry, I forget the names. Okay, but I know who are you. Yalla, go ahead. The next ayah. Alhamdulillah, they said something. If the wolf will eat him, and we are 10 dead, 10, the wolf will eat him, never, it's never going to happen. If it happens, then we are losers. So alhamdulillah, they pass judgment on themselves. That's why, sisters and brothers, be careful of what comes out from your mouth. For example, never say, I think I will die with cancer. You will 99% die with cancer. Never say that. I think I'm going to die young. Whatever comes off your mouth, if the gates of the sky, heaven, are open, it may. There is this man who said, I wonder how much blood needed from this place to that place. It was, he was talking to someone. He didn't die until his blood was spilled between that rock where he pointed and the place he was in. That's why, be careful what you say. I wish I was born blind, but billionaire. You turn billionaire and become blind. A lot of people did that. Give me money and take everything. Allah will give you money and take the wife, take the children, take the good friends, take the good life. Yalla. Because some people are, you know, chaka banya. Huh? Never say something, be careful what comes from. Don't say I was just joking. I wish I will leave Malaysia and go somewhere, live by myself. You find yourself in, I don't know where, on the moon, by yourself. Lot of people did that. Na'udhu billah. Never say that. So, alhamdulillah, they pass judgment on themselves. Dad, How can the wolf eat him while we are usba, big number? Damn, dad. Impossible. If that happens, we are losers. Subhanallah, after few, you will see the next day when they come. So it means you are losers. You said it before even it happened. So don't pay judgment on yourself. Don't say, I wish I was not born. This is not good life. I am suffering. Say, Alhamdulillah, sabar. I am better than many. Ahmed Faisal, our brother who sent us inspirations more than anyone in the world. Takbir. May Allah give him a very good wife very soon.
Ameen.
Yeah, the only thing he's not doing good. La ilaha illallah. Brothers, married man, raise hand. Raise hand. Is there any danger in marrying? Yes. You are not helping, guys. Tell him that nothing happened to you. Ahmad, I want to eat the walima. Takbir. Your walima, I'm insisting. Very soon, inshallah. Ya Rab, give him a very good wife very soon. Come on, brother, what's wrong? Don't worry. She will accept you, even Bota, she will accept you. Yalla, continue. Verse 15.
So when they took him out and agreed to put him into the bottom of the well, but be inspired to him, you will surely inform them someday about this affair of theirs while they do not receive your identity.
Excellent. Pay attention with me. As they decided to throw him, when they were about to throw him, at that moment Allah revealed to him, Wahyu. He was later, that a day will come and you will inform them about this. But look how long it took. Years later on, he told them. Same thing, the same wahi is coming to him when he's being thrown in jail. Look, that's why watch what message Allah sends you during hardship. When you are under a lot of stress. Takbir. That's one of them. What comes to you? But because you are under a lot of stress, you don't get the message. But the message is there. Allah is telling you, actually. So two wahyus came to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Jibril alayhi salam came to him, although he was small, and told him, a day will come and you will inform them exactly about this. Okay, that's one. The second one, when they are throwing him in jail. Allah says to him, وَأَوْحَيْنَا. Another wahy comes. So it is during hardship, Allah is giving you a hint. But you are not paying attention. Because we are so much thinking about, why me? Why me? You don't see some beautiful gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah just make us still and rida when things happen to us. Say ameen. And they are coming, huh? I'm telling you now. Every one of us is going to be tested. You are already tested, I know that. Good. So, when they decided to put him in ghayabat, there are two, ghayabat al-jub and ghayabat sijin. The darkness of the well and the darkness of
prison.
Please understand this. The life of Yusuf alayhi salam is like this. I think your life and my life are like this. If it's like this, it means what?
Dead.
You know Yusuf? Yusuf was like this in his father's house. Allah sent him down. And then back to Ansari's house. Then boom, to jail. Then boom, up to prime ministership. If you and me will go this, Yusuf alayhi salam from up to down, to up to down. Not easy. So don't complain. Good. وجاءوا أباهم عشاء يبكون. Who is better actor than the Jews? The best actors in the world are who? And the best producers? Spielberg. Mention.
Lucas.
Very good. I don't know them, but I know for sure. But most of these actors, brothers and sisters, are Jewish. It's in their genes. So here is, now they're going to make a movie, drama. Verse 16, sister Ummu Jaddatu Hudayfa. Sister Amy. 16 and 17. Bahasa apa-apa ini? Tak faham. Huh? Yes, 16 and 17.
And they came to their father in the night.
In the early part of the night.
They came to their father in nightfall.
Huh? Huh. When you speak the truth, by the way, you never say I'm speaking the truth. Yeah. When you speak the truth, you just speak. You say, I'm not lying, huh? I'm speaking the truth. That means already 90% you're lying. That's how you know a liar or not. Shah, are you okay? Are you okay, brother? Who upsetted you? I'm here. You okay? Alhamdulillah. Yeah, no, it's not well. Yeah. May Allah give shifa. May Allah give shifa. Okay. So, number one, they came Isha'an. Look at the word Isha. Isha is mentioned. Isha. Isha is the early part of the night. Usually they used to come at Maghrib. Why they came Isha? Because the act cannot be nice. Because the father already half blind, by the way. Old man, half blind. They are going to create fake tears. If there is light, I know you are lying. But when there is dark, already I cannot see well. And there is just light, because it's dark now. I cannot see your face. And they pretend, Dad, Dad, you were right. What right? We left Yusuf near our luggage when we went to race the horse. And the wolf came and ate him. By the way, the wolf left hundreds of sheep and ate only Yusuf. Takbir. Do you know, usually shark is not to attack you. Nor the wolf, nor the lion, nor anyone. Allah created them to eat certain things. Only when they are confused, they come to you. Or when you very good, you step your boundaries. Or you threaten them, then they attack. The wolf, if there are sheep and human, he will attack the sheep. He will not attack the human. He left all the sheep and came to Yusuf and ate him all. They didn't bring a hand or a leg or no. Ate him all. Lie. The wolf never eats. By the way, something about the wolf you need to know. He doesn't eat the whole, no matter how hungry. He saves. And you know what he does? He's a killer. He breaks the neck. Poor sheep. In second, he breaks his neck. He's very good. SubhanAllah. The way Allah created him, he breaks the neck. Well, you cannot save the sheep. That's why every shepherd should have a knife. Your forefathers used to have? What do you have? Not even the pen. Takbir. iPhone, Sheikh, iPhone. Why? In case the wolf attacks, he slaughters it so that it doesn't die jifa. It doesn't die as a dead animal. It dies, alhamdulillah, slaughtered. Okay. So the wolf doesn't eat the whole sheep. He eats part of it and hides it. And you know how? He covers it. And then comes back for it. He digs. He's a good digger. Two animals among the mammals are good diggers. The wolf and the hyena. They dig. Among the carnivores, those who feed on blood and have milk. Subhanallah, learn something about the wolf. The wolf will hide the animal. So, he ate all Yusuf. And his clothes are going to be shown to the father. So three clothes, three times the clothes of Yusuf are mentioned. Brought as evidence that he died, which was false evidence. The woman, when she pulls him from his clothes, and when he sends his clothes to be put on the father's face so that his vision comes back. We will see why three, and why Allah mentioned the clothes three times. Subhanallah. Beautiful. Just follow me and keep coming to class. And if you ever travel, it's between Tuesday and Sunday. Monday must be in town. Takbir. Okay. So, Yabkun, they came at Isha and they were pretending to cry. قالوا يا أبانا, our father, we went to race. We went to race and we left Yusuf near our belongings. And the wolf came and devoured him. Dad, you are right. But you will never believe us, even if we speak the truth. Isn't that a lie? Isn't that a proof that they lie? You will never believe me, because even if I speak the truth, you will never believe me. That's already. That's why you see, you need to pay attention to what a person is saying. Then you know he's contradicting himself. Okay. So they blame the wolf. That's why we say, this man, in Arabic, we have an idiom. This man or this woman is as innocent as the wolf of Yusuf. Because they lie. The wolf never ate Yusuf. Yeah. So when you want to say this man is innocent or this woman, you say, brother, I can bear witness that this man is innocent like the wolf of Yusuf. Someone is lying. Oh, say, okay, I take your word. Zib. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا وَلَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ. Okay, 18. Sister Aida, the second Aida. MashaAllah. Look at Yaqub alayhi salam. The moment they brought him this news, he didn't say, I told you, I knew you guys are... Ooh. Most of us will do that. At least the Arab drama, I know about it. I told you, I knew it. Why you did this to me? No, my baby, I'm going to die, my son. No. He realized he's being tested. So what did he say? He didn't say, I'm going to practice sabr. He said, oh Allah, grant me sabrun jameel. Look at the word jameel. Ya Allah, give me beautiful patience. Beautiful patience is when you complain to no one. You are, the whole Kuala Lumpur knew about your problem and you're saying, tetapi saya sabar. Where is sabar? When the whole Kuala Lumpur knows about your problem. Sabr al-Jameel is between you and Allah. That's it. Only Allah knows your suffering. You didn't even tell to the nearest person. That is Sabr al-Jameel. Most of us have Sabr, alhamdulillah. But not most of us have Sabr al-Jameel. So Yusuf, Yaqub alayhi salam, when he realized that, this blood is fake. They slaughtered a chicken or I don't know and put it like that on his clothes. So they stripped him out of his clothes. Poor guy, and he's shivering down because he's wet. And you know, when there is dark, when the sun doesn't touch something, it's always cold. It's like a cave. And he said, بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. Your nafs has told you to do something wrong. I will exercise beautiful patience, and Allah is the one I seek help. مُسْتَعَان إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. I will seek help from Allah for what you are describing. That's more powerful than if he hit them. You know, if your father say, حَسْبِي اللَّهُ نِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ on you, is more than hitting you. If he says, حَسْبِي اللَّهُ, just jump on his feet and kiss him and say, please, dad, forgive me. Please take that back, because you are going to get it. If your father ever say, حَسْبِي اللَّهُ نِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, or your mom, even worse. You should never offend your parents. Let them say, حَسْبِي اللَّهُ. So he said, وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُ. I seek help from Allah for what you are describing, because I know it's a lie. Deep inside he knew. Alhamdulillah, rahma came the next day. وَجَاءَتْ سَيَّارًا. How do we know it's the second day? Good question if you ask me, Sheikh, why not immediately after they throw him? Because Arabic language has pattern. If you say fa, فَجَاءَتْ سَيَّارَةً, it means immediately. So which word is there? Fa or wa? Wa, meaning next day. See Arabic? If I teach you Arabic, it's going to be very beautiful ride. But you will kill me. That's why I don't want. I better keep my blood pressure okay. No, I know. Serious. The way I teach Arabic is very unique. But Tafsir, we are okay. Allahu Akbar. Yeah. Then the doctors will give me a heart attack. Takbir. No, serious. Learn Arabic, sisters and brothers. Learn it. Saturday morning, 2 hours, 3 hours. A few brothers are attending, but I don't know if they're continuing or not. Mustaqim. Shariman. Shah. But I don't know where they reached. Kayfa haluk bi khair. Stop there. My brother here. Salahuddin. Huh? You want to learn Arabic? Parachute in Algeria for desert for 1 year. And you will learn. You know why? Because Algerians don't speak English. So you start speaking English, they don't understand you, so you have to. Brother Hanafiya, you okay? Are you Shafi'i or Hanafi? In name you are Hanafi. In Takbir. I know, for Madhahib al-Arba'a? For Madhahib or for women?
All of them.
Ah, he said four. I know what they mean. Takbir. Okay, sisters and brothers, anyone who didn't have a good experience in marriage, please remarry again. Meet Allah. Don't meet Allah single. Okay? If there is a chance to remarry, right away. It didn't work with X, inshallah it would work with M, Muslima. Takbir. I mean it. Do not, and those who are not married, yallah. Especially those who pass 25. What are you waiting for? I want, Rasulullah SAW said, marry and have children. I want to see you with, I want to be the most followed. So do it for Rasulullah SAW. Maybe you don't, but you do it for the Prophet. Peace be upon him. If you love him, if you love yourself, keep looking at the mirror. Takbir. Where are we? Ah, now the rahmah of Allah comes as what? As slavery. Pay attention. Rahmah comes, but slavery. That's why never complain. You are on a journey from kidnap to slavery. From slavery to high status. From high status to jail. From jail to ilmu of interpretation of dreams. From ilmu to prime ministership. To saving Egypt. There wouldn't be Egypt had Allah didn't send Yusuf alayhi salam. Egypt would, that famine would have destroyed what we know as Egypt. Okay, good. And this is before the pyramids were built. Yusuf, before the pyramids were built. Centuries before Musa. Centuries before Musa. Oh, Allahu Akbar. So, Allah is so wise. He's so wise. All right. وَجَاءَتْ سَيَّارَةٌ Who was reading last? Sister Aida. My sister? One of you? Him? Okay, my sister here.
And there came a company of travelers. Then they sent their water drawer, and he let down his bucket. He said, good news, here is a boy. And they concealed him, taking him as merchandise, and Allah was knowing of what they did.
Ha. Alhamdulillah, a caravan. So what is the car called in Arabic, those who study Arabic? So don't say, wow, the car was mentioned. Ah, be careful. Somebody told me, which car, Sheikh, was mentioned in the Quran? I said, where? He said, in Surah Yusuf, Allah said, Sayyara. I said, Cadillac. Sayyara, you need to know Arabic. The caravan is called Sayyara. By the way, the stars, they're moving stars. We call them Al-Kawakibu Sayyara. The planets that move, we call them moving because they move. So anything that moves in the desert is called Sayyara. Huh? Sara. Sara Yasiru. Is to walk. Yes. It's to be mobile. So a caravan came and they have what we call the Warid. The Warid is the man who prepares water. The order. Soldiers, scout, sweeper, and the Warid. The caravan, when they travel, do you think they just travel like that? There are those who don't sleep at night, protecting the caravan. There are those who prepare food. There are those who sweep, come from the back. Someone forgets his sword, his knife, his whatever he brings. And there are those who bring water. So he went, imagine you and me are throwing the bucket to get water. Instead we get a very innocent, handsome boy. The age, we don't know, but some Mufassir says that he was very young. He was Ghulam. Ghulam means under the age of puberty. Imagine just finding a human being sitting in the bucket. He said, Ya Bushra, what a good news. Hada Ghulam, this is a child. وَأَسَرُّهُ بِضَعَ They hid him to sell him. They go to the city, the nearest city, they will sell him. God brought them some money. And apparently slavery, by the way, slavery, it's not by skin. If you are caught, if you are weak, you'll be sold. Or caught in a war. Or riba, you cannot pay. You cannot pay money, they take you. You know that? Riba. When you cannot pay money, they take you as slave. Wow. So slavery was not, in those days, sisters just and brothers against blacks. Anyone. You may have blue eyes. If you lose war or someone kidnaps you, they sell you. So weakness. This child is going to be sold. Subhanallah, who will buy him? Interesting. You see how Allah Azza wa Jal does things? All right. That's why no matter what happens to you, please understand, Allah is in control. Sisters and brothers, nothing happens in this universe without Allah's will. If Allah doesn't want me to move my hand like the way I do, wallahi, I will not. Everything is by the will of Allah. So, don't worry. You send your children, let's say, to somewhere. Don't you? Are they okay? Huh? Did they fall in the water? You are falling in the water. Trust Allah. Whatever is going to happen is going to happen. Live your life. Huh? Okay, good. So, the Quran said, washarauhu. Washarauhu. Sister, Datin, my sister, whose husband always make those comments. Come late and make comments. Takbir. La ilaha illallah. At least come early, before people come. Huh? You're defending your brother. Oh, Harun. Takbir. MashaAllah. See? Your brother loves you. Tell him I love you back. Tell him. You cannot see. Oh, he tells you that only if he sees you. La ilaha illallah. Very good. Continue, my sister. Very good. Question. Why Allah mentions that he was sold for little money?
Show his value to the people.
To show his value? Or could be, man, I'm Ronaldo. You have to pay so much money to bring me to play for your... There is no value for any human being, let alone a prophet. We are priceless. That's why, sisters and brothers, do not ask too much for your daughter's dowry. Make it easy. Let the boy who wants to marry your daughter or sister or whoever, let him understand that these in-laws are very, very good people. Doesn't mean your daughter is cheap. No. There is no. My daughter is priceless. I give her to you, take care of her. One thing you do here very good, mashallah, that most people in Arabia are really very proud of you is the mushaf. When you give mushaf or say, take her to Umrah. Promise you take her to Umrah. That's very good thing. You have some very good things here in Malaysia. Takbir. Feeling good? Add more? Serious. Go marry UAE. Go marry. Try to marry in UAE. Unless you marry from a very religious family. Saudi Arabia itself. 6-7 kilos of gold. I don't know how much money. What is this? Takbir. Huh, doctor? Stay in Malaysia. Allahu Akbar.
At least 19. Some say traveler, some say caravan.
Yeah, because they were travelers. Caravan is travelers.
Sayara. So it's
the same. Sayara, because those days you cannot travel on your own. You must be in a caravan. Like Wells Fargo. Those days, difficult to be alone. You cannot, desert will kill you. You have to be in a companionship of man.
What I meant is some of the
English.
Definition of English. Yeah.
Yes, I know. Very good. That's how I said the ulama differ of tafsir. Everybody will translate the Quran based on also his culture.
The story is the story
one.
Is similar.
Yeah.
But the words,
yes.
Fine.
Yes.
Arabic, you see, one Arabic word can mean many things.
Very good. Like here. No, like the word, remember last I gave you the word. For example, the word ayn, ayn. If I tell you ayn, what comes to your mind?
Ayn.
Very good. What else? No, alphabet ayn. Alif, ba, ta, tha, jim, ha, ha. Why you go talk about water before the alphabet? Ayn. Ayn. Ghain. Oh, I see. So the alphabet. It could be the eye. It could be the spy. I say, this man is ayn. Be careful. This man is spying. Also, spring of water. also what? Ayn also. The gold and silver is called Ayn. Huh? Aynun?
Item.
Yes, Ayn. I said, okay, you pay me cash or gold and silver? You pay me Ayn or what? That's why in fiqh, there is the book of Al-A'yan. The gold, silver, the ruby, the diamond. So, what makes me understand one of those is the context. The context.
But it doesn't change the meaning. Traveler.
No. Traveler or caravan, same. Yeah. Only if it goes the opposite, yes, you should worry. But as long as same, yeah. Okay, who bought him? And they, meaning they sold him really. Why? Because they wanted to get rid of him. Who's this kid who is so handsome? Could be very important. So they will catch us. So let me take some money and... So they sold him. Okay, good. Who bought him? Look at the next ayah. Sister Nur Ashikin. Who bought him? You're still in the well? We got out of the well. And we got Yusuf and we sold him. Takbir. Ha. He brought him as a gift to his wife. So good man, you see what they do? Huh, sister? Capitalize on what I'm saying. Good man buy good things and offer their wives. Takbir. Now I know my stakes are going high with sisters. And with you like, man, Sheikh, don't go there. Yes, a good man buys something to help his wife. Why he brought this boy to his wife? Because he was not giving birth to children. So he wanted her to feel like, okay, alhamdulillah, we have a nice, beautiful, handsome boy to live with us. So she raised him as a son. She ended up loving him. That's why your children are only those that come from you, or you breastfed them. Your wife breastfed that child. That's why I always tell sisters who don't have kids, you better, yani, breastfeed the child. Or, you know, let him try to get, you know, some women can induce the milk, although they don't have kids. And khalas, he becomes her child. And even the father of that boy, whether it's boy or girl, is mahram now. Khalas. The book of Rada', there is a book called the book of Rada' in fiqh. In Islamic fiqh, we study the book of brothers and sisters from breastfeeding. Very interesting. Remember when we say no women should travel alone? If she doesn't have a mahram from birth, she can have a mahram through marriage or through
breastfeeding.
But we never think like this. Okay, that's another subject. So he brought the child to his wife. Which country or place is mentioned there? مصر. وقال الذي اشتراه من مصر. And the one who bought him from Egypt, he bought him to his wife. He bought him to please his wife, to make her feel. Now. Question. Look at me. Look at which word is used. Ishtarahu li. Read this word. Limra'atihi. To his woman, not to his wife. I repeat. Pay attention. When your wife is happy with you, she is called Zawja. If a woman and her husband live together and they are very happy, they are called zawj wa zawja, couple. But if they are not happy, he is rajul and she is imra'a. He is a man and she is a woman. Sheikh, isn't it? I know. But when you are happily married, you are called husband and wife. When you are not happily married, you are called man and woman. Look at the Quran, what said. He didn't say, لِزَوْجَتِهِ لِمْرَأَتِهِ. One thing that makes a woman very pleased with you is to have babies. Takbir. Wait a minute. I want to hammer this. One thing to make a woman really happy, do not marry a woman and say, I don't want children. It's very unjust. Because what a woman wants in this world, beside the diamond? Takbir, ladies, speak the truth. What do you want in this dunya? To have children. If that is not you, there is something wrong with you. You need psychiatric evaluation. Takbir, please understand this. Women want babies. She wants a son to call at least one. So subhanAllah, I follow the word imra'a in the Quran. When a woman doesn't have, either her husband is not nice with her, or she doesn't have children, she is called imra'a. But if she is happy, it's called zawja. Yes. Now, when you cannot, when you don't have, you yourself, man, cannot have bear children, that's different. No, you can, but you say, no, I don't want to have kids. That is very unfair. Very, very unfair. Please don't do that. Some men do that. I do a lot of counseling, and this is the problem between husband and wife. Say, no, I don't want kids. Especially if she is second or third. What is this? Selfish. Huh? Huh? He's telling what?
Selling fish.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Hungry.
10:30. Takbir. That's why you're thinking of fish. No, please, understand, brothers and sisters. When you marry, expect children. Also, it's very unfair for a woman to say, I'm not ready for children. We have to wait. Never do that. And the best age to have children in the 20s, before you hit 40, 35. Have them one after one, like this. That's a mistake many of you did. No children, I'm still studying, I'm working on my PhD. What is this nonsense? Allahu Akbar. And have as many kids as you can, I'm telling you now. Why? One of them is going to be nice to you. Some are listening, some are not. But sisters are listening, the brothers are not. Selfish became selling fish. Takbir. No, whenever I need to fix something in society, I will do. Because you know, I'm not just a sheikh. I consider myself social reformer. And this difference between a person who just wants to give lecture and go home, and between someone who will pinch you where it hurts. You, because later on you'll say, yeah, I wish. A lot of people, alhamdulillah, benefited from. Because we need to reform society. We cannot just keep talking like this and go home. So look at the word imra'atihi. He bought her to please her, so that she becomes zawja. Because she wasn't happy. He couldn't. It was him. He couldn't bear children. How did Allah say, what did Allah say about the wife of Abu Lahab? Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab, ma aghna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab, sayasla naran dhata lahab. One, she was unhappy too. She was with him just for the money. Fir'aun and Asya, wa mra'atihi, she was not happy with him. Although he was a king of. When a woman is unhappy, even when her husband is billionaire, she is imra'a. But if she is happy, zawja. The Quran says zawja. I see. Oh, I see. See the beauty of Quran? That's only Arabic. You don't find it in any other language. So knowing Arabic, we... So here she was unhappy. So he tried to make her happy. I cannot, but look, I found a beautiful boy. And it's cheap. Here it is for you. Raise him like a mother raises a child. But she went crazy about him as he grew up. As he grew up, he started developing himself physically and this. Her niya changed. Be careful, brothers and sisters. You may start coming to this class really to seek knowledge. Suddenly you start now coming for I don't know what. The niya, always renew your niya. Ya Rab, I'm going to seek knowledge. Akrimi mathwa. Look what he said. Be nice to him. Continue, Sister Ashikid. Sorry, I stopped you.
And
very good. I end with this remark. Remember I told you, watch what you say? The man said something positive. Allah reward him accordingly. What did he say? He said, be nice to him, raise him well. Maybe he will benefit us one day. Pay attention. Maybe one day he will benefit us. Or we raise him, or we consider him as a child. Adopt him as a child. Didn't he benefit Egypt? Yes. The whole Egypt. Because he meant good. Here is an example of a man meaning good. I will give you examples of women meaning good. Huh? Yeah, yeah. No, I will later on. Just focus with me now. This man had good intention when he bought him. And the fact he gave this boy, he was little, to his wife. He said, maybe one day he will benefit us. Yes. So when you mean good, Allah will always send you good. For example, your wife calls you and say, brother, please bring more food. Maybe someone will come. Even when no one comes, sadaqah. You bring extra food. And subhanAllah, most of the time someone comes. Huh. I tell you, brother, marry this woman. Listen to me and marry this woman. She's poor. Maybe she makes you more happy. Maybe Allah will answer to me. That makes you very happy. Ah, brothers. Wallahu ghalibun ala amrih. Look what Allah says. And so that we teach him also. That is how we're going to make him strong in the land. Through slavery. Through slavery? Yes, through slavery. There is this guy who was driving. He's a driver. The boss died. He ended up marrying the wife of the rich and billionaire. He came to drive. The boss died. Huh, bosses, be careful. You can have money, you die. Then, poor lady, you know, she was, but alhamdulillah, he offered, she married, alhamdulillah, became. Huh? You never know what Allah does. Trust Allah. Let him run the... Don't complain. So, first, we're going to give you power, O Yusuf, this way. This way. Not by becoming the son of a prime minister. No, it's not like that. From below zero, you're going to be top. When Allah wants you to go and get something, wallahi al-adhim. This is an amazing story. No matter what, how much we speak about this story, it's always revealing a new thing to us. You don't have to be the son of a sultan to be the sultan. You never know how Allah will. Huh. So, second, we're going to teach you how to interpret the dreams, a hadith. A hadith here means dream. Wallahu ghalibun ala amrih, and Allah is powerful over everything and has power, but the majority of people don't know. You know what is written in Andalus and Algeria? Part of the calligraphy is this. La ghaliba illallah. No one has power except Allah. Very important. My future flag, لا غالب إلا الله. تكبير. Ready, inshallah. Shariman, ready to be my foreign minister of Siemens and whatever. والله غالب على أمره ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. Let's finish this ayah, the last ayah, with my sister. Here, my sister. Yes. 22. Since it's the last page, I mean last ayah in the page. Allahu Akbar. Good news, brothers and sisters. When Yusuf alayhi salam reached manhood, adulthood, he became 18, 19. What did Allah give him? Certificate of education from Harvard, from Oxford, from Melbourne. What did Allah give him? Hukman wa ilma. Two things. He gave him wisdom and knowledge. Do you know how important that Allah gives you wisdom and knowledge? Wisdom is very important, but not by itself. If there is combination of knowledge and hikmah, wow. Some people have the knowledge, but they don't have hikmah. Some people have hikmah, but they don't have knowledge. If Allah gives you both, but that's why you always find, Wallahu alimun hakim. He's knowledgeable, he's wise. Okay, good. Thus, we reward the muhsinun. Here is the good news. Anyone who is going to do good, including you, Allah will give you this too. Why do you think you are learning at this age? Most of you, habis rosa. Takbir. Sorry to say, why? Takbir. Sister Sue, why are you? Because you were good and Allah doesn't want you to die without seeking some knowledge. You did something good in your life. No doubt. Remember this. When Allah loves you, He sends you to classes like this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا فَقَّهَهُ فِي الدِّينِ. If Allah loves someone, He's going to give him fiqh of the deen. And it could be just a few years before you die. Because it's a ni'mah. Look what he said. When he reached his power, manhood, 16, 17, 18, 18, 19, we gave him two things that are, subhanAllah, very hard to get. Hikmah and ilm from Allah. And then Allah said, that is how we're going to reward the good ones amongst you. Anyone who has done good, before he dies, he will get... Doesn't mean you have a degree and you'll be called doctor of Islamic philosophy. No. But subhanAllah, you start attending classes like this. Because you know who is with us now sitting. Do you see them behind you? No. Takbir. No. I don't too. Also, sheikhs have special eye. Takbir. So that's the ayah, inshallah. Now, sisters and brothers, problem start. Verse 23. When the woman saw him, how, you know, some flowers quickly blossom. He, big, what is beautiful. Oh, she went crazy. Halas. Her hormones started kicking. And we need here, all of you must come next week, inshallah. Don't miss the class. I stop here. But big problem. And she's going to lock down all the gates. Uh-oh. Takbir. Yes, yes, Brother Luqman. Very good. Excellent. There are two wahis. There is a wahi that come to you now. Intuition. It's called the intuition. That's what came to him when he was a child. Allah sent him intuition that you will tell your brothers about this. This wahi is when he became mature. Most prophets, the wahi comes only when they are mature. But some prophets know from young age or their father, like Ibrahim told Ismail, you're going to be a special child. And then Ishaq, he knew. But they did not have the full knowledge until they reached an age where it's clear. I mean, they can understand what Allah wants from them. Because remember, wahyu means what? Responsibility. And Allah will not put burden on you when you are not ready. Mm-hmm. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the age of 40. Yeah, at the age of 40. But do you feel you're going to be special? Definitely.
Does it mean when Allah gives a revelation to someone, does it mean that someone will become a prophet or doesn't have to become a prophet?
Very good. Doesn't have to become a prophet. For example, Maryam, Allah revealed to her, but she is not, no woman can be prophet. But Allah revealed to her. Allah revealed to? No, which insect Allah revealed to it?
Ant.
No. The bee. The bee. Who told the bee to go to the up in the this one in the tree or inside the caves and make honey? That's a wahyu. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. Allah says, Allah has given the wahyu to the. So there are many different wahis, but the wahy that we mean for revelation is given only to prophets at a certain age. It could be younger, like, what's his name? Prophet, not Isa. Younger even than Isa. His cousin, John the Baptist, Yahya. Yahya was young, but not child. Meaning, 16, 17. Allah prepares them already. And he died shaheed. Many prophets were killed, cut. His father with a saw. And he was beheaded. If prophets die like that, how about you and me? Why your friend doesn't say, oh, prophet, why he does like that? He looks only at a child with leukemia. May Allah bless you.
Amen.
Give you Jannat al-Firdaus.
Amen.
See how beautiful tafsir is? Only the Quran. Only the Quran you feel this. You are flying, floating in the sky. May Allah accept our dars, accept our salat after this, and may Allah feed those who feed us.
Amen.
Any brother, any sister who bring food, may Allah fill their kitchen with a lot of food in dunya.
Amen.
And in akhirah, inshallah, they will find Allahu Akbar, what is waiting for us. What is waiting for us. Brothers and sisters, imagine, you just wish, and it's there. Wish now. Wish. Wish satay. Does it come? Wish. It doesn't come. But there, you wish, it's in front of you. Allahu Akbar. No. And every day is better than the previous. For example, day one in Jannah is very... Only Allah knows how good it is. Number two, double. Three, triple. As you live forever, it becomes better. And the opposite in hell. The second day is worse than the first. The third, for why? For what? For dirty look that I couldn't lower my gaze for? What that woman has different than my wife? I shouldn't look. For some money I steal or accept as bribery under the table or on top of table? Whatever Allah is going to give me, I eat, I drink. At the end, whether you drink a gallon of water or a cup of water, when they put you inside the grave, is sama. May Allah bless you. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Ya Allah, give rahmah to the mother of our sister Azlina. Give rahmah to the husband of sister Azlina. Where is she? She's not here. Ya Allah, give rahmah to all those who left us, Muslims. And Ya Rab, please give shifa to Tomami and Haji Zain and Tun Saleh. The other Tun, where is he? That guy, mashallah, who asked me question. Or Tansri?
Tansri.
Mashallah. Shah, he's your friend? He's your friend? Your uncle? Haji Zain's brother? Allahu Akbar. He is something. Tell him Sheikh Zubair Bizim. Assalamu alaikum.